Got it. I have fixed the technical issue, and I thank you very much for being so patient as to wait while I do that. See, sometimes in the radio business, we broadcast shows live, and occasionally a technical does rear its head. But that's okay. I have fixed the problem, and all is well. Anyway, you've heard me and many of our callers, regular callers and new callers, talk about the United Airlines incident. And, of course, issues related to national and world politics are always at the center of attention. And we discuss that on the Now program on WWGH, which, of course, is not on now. I'm on now, but it's on with Scott Spears. 12:12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 10:15 a.m. until noon on Friday. Anyway, the United Airlines incident where the passenger did not want to deplane, and they ended up having to drag the gentleman off. It's been a big topic of conversation. And, of course, nowadays when something occurs, some big news story or even something that might be kind of controversial in the sports world or in politics or just as part of the daily routine in this thing called life, there is a lot of rumbling on social media, people tweeting, people Facebooking, and people just calling and talking about it with their friends, their family, what coworkers, what have you. And so if you have an opinion, if you'd like to discuss how you think that social media has had a big influence on how people are interpreting this very major and a rather tragic incident at United Airlines in Chicago back last Sunday, feel free to call me and we can talk about it. And the phone number here at the telephone that we have in the studio is 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Pick up the phone and call me. I won't bite. Love to talk about it. Of course, any questions that you have might have about your computer at your home or your office or the smartphone that sits in your pocket. Of course, smartphones, sometimes they aren't very smart, but they are computers nonetheless. I'll be happy to answer questions or comments, or maybe you'd like to talk about the latest and greatest technological equipment that perhaps you're purchasing or have considered purchasing. I would love to hear about it. 740-383-9944. That's the number here in the studio. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy. We get together every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 12, 13 minutes after 9 in the a.m. and 10 in the a.m. Eastern Time. And as I say, we get geeky and we talk today's top technology topics. If you're watching my Facebook video, well, thank you very kindly. Be sure to feel free to leave a comment, question, suggestion, complaint, your insight in the comment section. You can also leave your feedback or whatever you'd like to share with me on our radio station Facebook page. Again, if you're not already a fan or follower, please become one, WWGH 107.1 in Marion. And last but not least, Hillary is not the only person using a private email server. We have one too, and I'm the company that manages it. So you know it's going to work really well. You can send me an email on aforementioned private email server, adam@wwgh1071.com, and I would love to hear from you. Probably the second biggest rumbling going on in social media and elsewhere, other than the United Airlines passenger forcing offing of an airplane, I guess that's a word, right, would be the Google fact-checking feature. And the whole idea of fake news, something you see on social media or in the news or what have you, is it really real? Of course, our president, I call him the President-Donald, he likes to think that anything from the media might very well be fake. And is it? Is it? Is there a reason why somebody might think that something is not real? Of course, there are many schools of thought. Now, as you may have heard, this is a pretty big news item, to say the least. Last Friday, Google announced the extension of the fact check feature that it introduced last fall in partnership with Jigsaw. Publishers can now display a fact check tag in news stories everywhere that Google News is available. They've also introduced the fact check feature globally in Google Search in all of the languages that it supports. Jigsaw product manager Justin Coslin and research scientist Kong Yu in an online post said, "For the first time, when you conduct a search on Google that returns an authoritative result containing fact checks for one or more public claims, you will see that information clearly on the search results page." They said the snippet will display information on the claim, who made the claim, and the fact check of that particular claim. So if you're not sure if a news item, an online post, is real, now you can get some help. And again, feel free to call me. Let me know what you think about that. 740-383-9944. That is our telephone number. And goodness sakes, I would just love to hear from you. Now, not all stories will be fact-checked. And not all publishers will be eligible to use the fact-check label. Those who want to have the option must use the schema.org claim review markup on the specific pages where they fact-check public statements. Or they can use the Share the Facts widget developed by Duke University Reporters Lab and Jigsaw. Only publishers algorithmically determined to be an authoritative source of information will qualify to do this. Now, the content must adhere to the following: the general policies that apply to all structured data markup, the Google News Publisher criteria for fact checks, and the standards for accuracy and transparency, readability, or proper site representation as articulated in the Google News General Guidelines. So again, ways of fact-checking and ways of having publishers of online information indicate that what they're saying is true. And so with all the gibberish that you see online, and you know, some of the true stuff might seem more like gibberish than the false stuff, now there are ways of fact-checking, and Google is integrating this into their website, and I think it's a very good idea. Also in the technology news updates, we like to cover news from the world of technology, as I call it, news and views, because pretty much anything on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show will include comments and also wisecracks from yours truly. And I do invite you to chime in. Would love to hear what you have to say. Again, we can discuss any of the news stories that I am discussing today or in previous shows. But if you have a question about the computer at your home or office, or maybe you've gotten a new cell phone or smartphone, new computer, new GPS system, new kind of technological gadgetry, and would like to tell me about it, ask questions about it, provide your review, that would be wonderful. Because reviews of products from our listeners, believe me, are very valued. 740-383-9944. That is the telephone number. Been a lot of talk about election tampering. An alleged spam kingpin, Pyotr Levashov, was taken into custody in Barcelona, Spain, last week. Was taken into custody in Spain under a U.S. international warrant. Now, this gentleman has possible ties to election meddling in the United States. And he was vacationing with his family at the time, according to news reports. Gentleman's name is Pyotr Levashov. Now, he was arrested for interfering with the 2016 United States presidential elections, according to the Russian news outlet RT. But a U.S. Justice Department official told Reuters that the arrest was a criminal matter without any national security connections. Now, Spam House, which ranks the top spammers, and they can whitelist your server if it is sending out spam, and many times a server is sending out spam not intentionally, but because it got infected by a website somebody put on, a web page that somebody put on that they shouldn't have, or there could be some vulnerability. So anyway, Spam House, they also rank the top spammers. And on the list of the 10 worst spammers, not a list you want to be on, Spam House ranks Levashov number 7. Now, he allegedly partnered with convicted pump and dump stock scam specialist Alan Ralsky to carry out a wave of fake antivirus software scams. Now, as I have experienced with my own customers, and you're talking about over the last 10, 15 years, they get an email or a pop-up or some kind of notification saying that your computer is infected, or notification that your virus software has expired, or you need to make some kind of an update. But that isn't the actual case. You install this so-called software, and it can end up stealing your credit card number, social security number, passwords, or turn your computer into a paperweight. So the fake antivirus software is a very serious issue. And it can multiply. And that's why this person is number 7 on the list, on one of the lists of top 10 spammers, and why he was arrested. His cohort, Alan Ralsky, they reportedly also ran the Walladeck botnet. Now, this botnet infected 70 to 90,000 PCs over several years. And check this out. This botnet, automated sending of emails, could send as many as 1.5 billion, almost five times the population of the United States, spam messages a day. Now, the gentleman who was arrested in Spain, again, he's a spam kingpin, to put it mildly, Pyotr Levashov. He's been able to evade prosecution for at least 20 years. And that comes from Vitaly Kremez, threat intelligence director at Flashpoint. He said, from an email spam perspective, this arrest means we'll be seeing less incoming malicious email. So it's good that we got a spam kingpin, one of the biggest spammers out there, arrested and put behind bars, because that's where he should be. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and, of course, broadcasting online by the power and magic of the Internet via our website at WWGH1071.com. Looking at the community calendar, I believe in music. Well, I certainly do. And I have more of a talking voice than a singing voice, as I'm fond of saying. I Believe in Music is the 2017 Marian Ayres Barbershop Concert at Marian's Palace Theater. And that takes place Saturday, the 29th at 7 p.m. Starts with Dave Callendine on the organ at 6:15 p.m., includes the Geyer Boys and Spotlight. Tickets are 12 in advance, 15 at the door, 6 in advance, 10 at the door for youths. At the Palace Box Office, any Marian Ayres member, City Barbershop, and Southland Barbers. Again, it's the I Believe in Music Marian Ayres Barbershop Concert at Marian's Palace Theater. Also on April 29th, a lot of really good events in Marian on the last Saturday of this month. The Vietnam Veterans of America, Local Chapter 1117, are having a breakfast, and that looks delicious. 7:30 to 10:30 in the morning at the VFW Post, 1614 Marian, Marysville Road, open to the public. Again, the Vietnam Veterans of America breakfast Saturday, and every last Saturday of the month, so it'll be the 29th this month, 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. Breakfast open to the public, 1614 Marian, Marysville Road, which is the VFW. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show on The Talking Place, broadcasting on the east side of Marian in our wonderful new studio at 559 East Center Street. But we broadcast all over the world by the power and magic of the Internet at our website, WWGH107.1, WWGH107.1.com. I'm sorry, there's no point there in the website address, but my point is that we are the best radio station you're going to find, because not only do we have shows featuring local people like myself, I'm not sure I want to say local talent because I'm not sure how talented I am, but at least local characters like myself, interviews over the phone, over Skype, and sometimes in person with international celebrities. And you might ask, well, who is the international celebrity that we're going to have on the station today? As I mentioned, Now with Scott Spears is not on now, but it's on between about 13, 14 minutes after noon and 2 today and every Thursday. He'll be speaking with the daughter of Don Knotts, the late actor who was on Three's Company, Andy Griffith, and a bunch of other shows. Very talented man with some unique mannerisms. Outstanding actor. His daughter, Karen, who's appearing locally in a show called Tied Up in Knots. She'll be speaking with Scott between approximately 1:15 p.m. and 2 p.m. today. Live in the studio, the daughter of Mr. Furley, Don Knotts. How about that? Don't miss it. WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, where FM stands for Fantastic and Marvelous Radio. Actually, it's frequency modulation, but we frequently modulate some good content, including, again, Karen Knotts, Don Knotts' daughter, coming up shortly after 1 p.m. with Scott Spears on the station, WWGH. Don't miss it. My name is Adam Lepp. I'm the computer guy with my twice-weekly radio show where we get geeky and talk to technology topics. It's called The Adam the Computer Guy. If you'd like to find out more about me, that would be wonderful. You can visit my website at adamthecomputerguy.com. Like to thank Steve for watching my video and for saying hello. Shout out to Steve C. Thank you, Steve, for watching the video. Much appreciated. Feel free to call the show if you have a question about the computer at your home or your office, or maybe want to talk about one of the topics that we have talked about on the show. Question, comment, complaint. You want like to talk about the social media impact of the United Airlines incident, about fake news, about the latest and greatest in smartphones. All that stuff is fair game. Or again, pick a topic. Number here at the station, 740-383-9944. Or leave a comment on the live video feed that you're so graciously watching. Or even better, message me your phone number and I can call you. How about that? We have many ways of interacting with our valued listeners here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Approximately 33 minutes after 9 in the a.m. on a nice sunny Thursday morning on WWGH. One of the things that we often talk about on the show would be the latest and greatest in smartphones. Of course, as you probably know and probably hear me talk about, some of these smartphones really aren't very smart. They claim to have all these great features, but the battery never lasts as long as it claims. They may not be too good with security of your valued data, your valued information. And sometimes they just don't run as smoothly or as effectively and efficiently as the manufacturer might claim. One of the latest devices, which will be launching very soon, would be the Samsung Galaxy S8. Of course, after the explosion and personal injury issues that previous models of Samsung phones have had, Samsung is out to prove that they can move forward, onward and upward, with products that are excellent. And in general, Samsung products are very good, but they have a few things to prove after some fiascos in recent history. Yesterday, Samsung said that the Bixby Voice, now Bixby is a virtual personal assistant, a bit like Siri, which is on the iPhone, but it's called Bixby. Anyway, Bixby Voice, according to Samsung, will not be operational when its Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus smartphones hit the market. Now, some Bixby features, Vision, Home, and Reminder, will be active when the phones become available on April 21st. That'll be Friday of next week. You can pick up a Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus. But the virtual assistant, again, kind of like Siri, the Bixby voice capability will not show up until later this spring. So you buy the phone, doesn't do everything that it's capable of, but with updates, it will become more of a fancy-dancy gadget. Just have to be patient. And of course, when it comes to technology, a lot of people, including myself, are not very patient. Now, anyway, this delay may be due to a weakness in Bixby's English language chops, according to some reports. Its voice recognition in English apparently lags its Korean language capabilities substantially. Now, that mismatch might be worrisome to Samsung, as it could cast its new artificial intelligence assistant in a negative light. It's also possible that Samsung wants to round up more third-party apps to support Bixby Voice before it makes its debut. So do you think that Samsung is putting the cart before the horse, introducing and ballyhooing this great personal assistant, artificial intelligence, again, bigger and better than Siri, yet doesn't do a lot of things in English due to voice recognition issues? It's more designed for those who speak Korean, which isn't going to help too many people in the United States. Anyway, Samsung's decision to delay the features, again, they're only offering limited features of this new personal assistant, Bixby, when the phone launches Friday of next week. Many feel that it's a good idea not to offer all the features at once. According to Cliff Raskind, he's from Strategy Analytics, an expert analyst in this field, he said the S8 and S8 Plus are make or break products for Samsung to successfully rebound from what he is calling battery gate. Again, the exploding battery on previous Samsung Galaxy models. So they want to recover, but not again, not go ahead and introduce something so groundbreaking, at least introduce it in steps. Anyway, this expert, Cliff Raskind from Strategy Analytics, said the S8 offers a lot of industry firsts. Everything, including Bixby, has to be perfect on this rollout. A launch date slip for Bixby would, in the final analysis, be more palatable than a subpar experience. So he's saying that when you roll out this device, make sure everything works, even if it means that some of these ballyhooed features will not work initially. And I would tend to agree, but again, with so-called battery gate, the exploding battery and severe personal and property injury hazard of previous Galaxy models, Samsung has a lot to prove. Ramon Llamos, another expert in the field, he's from IDC, said, voice recognition requires an immense orchestration of software and services. He said Bixby is generation one. It was built from the ground up by Samsung and doesn't extend beyond its walls. I'm okay with their giving it a pass until it's ready for prime time instead of ending up with egg on their face. So again, be conservative when you launch a new product. A lot of manufacturers, and they're right, will introduce anything and everything with the latest and greatest, and half the stuff doesn't work, or it just sucks up the battery. So Samsung's being kind of conservative, a bit of a change of pace from the previous Galaxy models, but I think in this case the experts are right. Do it slowly, make sure everything works and everything is safe, and then you can move forward with more of the features. Garrett Schneeman, he's from IHS Market, another expert, said it's important for Samsung to ensure that Bixby works correctly. Samsung is already behind, and a sloppy launch would have a negative effect. But a delayed start, not so much. However, the longer Samsung delays in pushing out Bixby Voice, the more this will erode consumer confidence, according again to Ramon Llamos from IDC, expert in the field. He said the S8 runs on Android Nougat, which has Google Assistant built in as standard. And Google Assistant does many things very well. So this Bixby personal assistant is quite cool and quite robust. But the Google Assistant already does some of the same things, just, of course, not as much. Plus, this Bixby is a Samsung-branded item. Ramon Llamos, again, expert in the field from IDC, said Bixby is a contextual service, not just a voice assistant. And, quote, even if the voice component isn't there yet, Bixby can still learn about you with Bixby Home and Bixby Vision. There's value in that because Bixby has to build up a library of experiences in order to make the contextual connections. Jeff Orr from ABI Research, another expert, said Bixby is very much a new wave of opportunity for Samsung. It's not a point solution. Having a certain set of features and functionality for a particular audience at a particular price point. Now, the underlying concept of Bixby, again, this new artificial intelligence personal assistant launched along with the Samsung Galaxy S8, which will hit the store shelves on Friday of next week. The concept underlying Bixby is to make intelligent machines learn and adapt to humans instead of having humans learn how machines interact with the world. And that came from Samsung Executive Vice President In-Jong Ray when announcing this new service, Bixby, in March. With Bixby, Samsung is positioned in the interaction layer, which is used to engage with other services. If Samsung is successful, a lot of S's there. If Samsung is successful, but I think I could say it. How about that? Guess the coffee is working. Anyway, if Samsung is successful with its execution and broadens Bixby's scope as announced, it will be an engagement tool for a broad range of devices, regardless of the operating system that they run. The concept of Bixby being able to interact with the environment around you just using your device, using your voice, is a powerful thing that other brands haven't been able to do. It's very bold and a major undertaking. So again, this new personal assistant, which is designed to be about the most robust artificial intelligence personal assistant, voice recognition interface, what have you, many things you could call it, is being launched with the new Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus. And the phone, although being launched on the 19th of next week of this month, which is Friday of next week, will not have all of the features of Bixby initially due to some issues with understanding the English language and Samsung ironing out some kinks in this software that drives the artificial intelligence. However, those features will be available in the spring. And unlike some previous products, Samsung is being conservative about launching a new item, and again, due to a battery gate, an exploding battery on previous Samsung models, that probably is a good idea. Let me know what you think. Do you think you will buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus with all these fancy-dancy features? Adam at WWGH1071.com. That's the way to email me on our private email server. Of course, email server that I run and I manage. So you know it's going to work really well. Adam at WWGH1071.com. Or, of course, give me a call right now. I'm live in the studio, live on Facebook video, 740-383-WWGH. 740-383-9944. Thank you for everybody who is watching me on live video. Very much appreciated. Matthew, Steve, Brett, and many, many more. Feel free to go to our Facebook page, look up WWGH in Marion. If you're not already a fan or follower, please become one. And you can watch me on live video also. Or, of course, become my friend on Facebook if you aren't already a friend. Look up Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepin, Ohio. let me know that you're a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, and I'll be happy to add you to my list of virtual friends. Always appreciated. Let's go a little bit to the southwest, to Dallas, Texas. Screaming sirens serenaded Dallas residents. There have been a lot of S's in the stories that I've covered today. Let's go ahead and say that again because it was a lot of fun. Screaming sirens serenaded Dallas residents in the early morning hours last Saturday after a cyber attack set off the city's emergency warning system. All of the city's 156 sirens were set off more than a dozen times, according to the Dallas Morning News. Entering the studio and our offices is Mr. Scott Spears. And again, you might ask, why do I provide such a royal announcement? Well, it's because Scott will be speaking with the daughter of Don Knotts, the legendary actor from Three's Company, Andy Griffith, and a bunch of other shows. Very funny gentleman. His daughter, who is in town for a comedy appearance, she'll be live in the studio. Her name is Karen Knotts, again with Scott, shortly after 1 p.m. here on The Talking Place. So again, we have all kinds of fun stuff going on in the studio, but let's get back to our story. Just wanted to announce our program director and his appearance today because it's a special appearance, very much so. Anyway, all of Dallas, Texas is 156 emergency warning sirens were set off more than a dozen times, according to their newspaper, the Dallas Morning News. And that happened last Saturday due to a cyber attack in the early morning hours. Now, officials have not yet identified the perpetrator. According to Rocky Vaz, he is Dallas's Office of Emergency Management Director. But he expressed confidence it was someone outside of Dallas. Now, Daz figured out how the system was compromised and has begun working to keep it from happening again. The sirens began sounding at 12:30 a.m. on Saturday and were not silenced until 1:20 a.m. when the entire system was deactivated. Despite Dallas's pleas not to make 911 calls about the sirens, emergency operators were swamped with over 4,000 calls during the early morning hours on Saturday. Now, if this Dallas attack turns out to be an isolated incident, its impact will be minimal. But if such an attack should multiply, they could undermine public faith in emergency warning systems. Sergio Caltagirone, he is from Dragos. He is director of threat intelligence, expert in this field, said, like crying wolf too often, these attacks erode the faith in these systems critical to safeguarding human life during an emergency. While a single event is unlikely to cause significant damage, continual attacks will most certainly have a long-term effect. Now, both veteran and hobbyist hackers are probing and testing the nation's critical infrastructure. According to Sergio Caltagirone from Dragos, expert in this field, he said there are no indications of an imminent wide-scale attack, but these attacks will only become more common, and the biggest fear is that an adversary will do great harm and possibly threaten human life inadvertently. Dallas is a well-funded municipality with the proper resources to defend their infrastructure from attack. This does not bode well for the majority of municipalities who lack the resources of Dallas. Now, although Dallas is still assessing the damage of the cyber attack, again, warning sirens went out shortly after 12:30 a.m. Central Time, late Friday night, early Saturday morning. Anyway, Dallas is assessing the damage of the cyber attack, its disruption of the 911 system by inciting panic calls about the sirens, probably placed some citizens' lives at risk. Because there were so many calls to the 911 system in a short period of time, the hack of the siren network created a sort of distributed denial of service attack on 911. And that means that the computers, the electronic infrastructure that runs their emergency system, the 911 system, got tied up because it got too busy due to this cyber attack. And especially Friday night, Saturday morning, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, people are out driving and sometimes driving when they shouldn't be. That could certainly be a serious problem. Expert in the field, Simal Dickman, said, any real emergency happening at the same time will get lost in the noise. James Scott from the Institute for Critical Infrastructure Technology said, call hold times were delayed from their usual 10 seconds to about 6 minutes. So people calling 911 were delayed as many as 6 minutes to discuss their emergency, and that could obviously be very serious. Every citizen was endangered by the inability to request emergency assistance in a reasonable amount of time. So in our day and age of technology and things not always going as planned, this hack of an important infrastructure in a very large city, Dallas, Texas, caused 911 hold times to be as long as 6 minutes. Again, late Friday night, early Saturday morning. So in 2017, when technology is so important in our daily lives, so prevalent in pretty much the way everything is done, a problem like this could obviously be very serious. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice weekly radio show here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM. FM officially stands for frequency modulation, but in my opinion, it stands for fantastic and marvelous radio, because that's what we are here. And if you're not within about 15 miles of Marion, that's okay. No problem whatsoever. We have listeners all over the place, including in Europe and Australia. You can go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and click on the little triangle thingy, which lets you listen to the station live via the internet, and voila, you can listen that way. One of the great ways, in fact, to listen to our station, especially on a mobile device, would be by using the TuneIn app. You can download it free on your Android or Apple iPhone. Search for WWGH 1071, make it a favorite, bookmark it, and again, launch the station, and voila. Yes, a little finger snapping for you. In a couple seconds, you can listen that way. It works great if you're at the gym. I listen to the station while I'm working out at the gym all the time, in the car, at work, what have you. WWGH, The Talking Place, many ways to listen, and that's how we roll here in 2017. Adam Lepp here with my twice-weekly radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1. Coming up after me, we have the 10 a.m. features, news, weather, obituaries, teasers of past, present, and future shows, and messages from our valued sponsors, supporters, and underwriters. And then following the 10 a.m. features, it is a local legend, Charles Evers, and we just call him Charlie Evers. And this gentleman is a walking encyclopedia of anything and everything related to Marion and Mid-Ohio. He gives away prizes, food, event tickets, etc. He takes your telephone calls, of course, at 740-383-9944. And you can talk about almost any topic that you wish. Because, again, Charlie, having been in radio for 174 years, being a human encyclopedia Britannica of Mid-Ohio, he is a man with a plethora of topics to discuss for your listening pleasure. And Charlie will be on the air today because he has just entered the studio. We provide real-time updates on our show hosts here on The Talking Place. How about that for coolness? My name is Adam. About 5 minutes left to my show. Still time to chime in, talk about technology topics, get geeky, what have you. 740-383-9944. That is the telephone number. Let's take a look at the top websites in the United States of America. You might wonder, well, what website is number one? It's probably going to be Google or Facebook, and yes, it is one of the two. In fact, those are one and two, but we'll discuss which one is one, which one is two, when I finish the countdown. How about that? Intuit.com is currently number 49, but I would suggest today, because many people use their QuickBooks product, including myself, to do their taxes, that Intuit.com probably has gained a little bit, because sometimes it's even every hour that a website popularity can change. But as of the most recent survey available, Intuit.com was number 49. Weather.com, a website that I use often. Again, these are the top 50 highlights of the top 50 websites in the United States this week. Weather.com, a site that I use regularly to find out what the weather is like in my neck of the woods or where I'm visiting to, where my friends are. Weather.com, number 45. Realtor.com is number 41, and that certainly has jumped. In fact, it jumped two places from the last countdown because it's spring. Many people are looking to buy or sell a house, and the real estate market, as you probably heard, is quite hot right now. So Realtor.com is on the way up. NYTimes.com holds steady at number 38, that being the New York Times newspaper with impact all over the world, not just in New York City. CNN.com. It's a site that I use to get news, and it actually has dropped from the last countdown. It was at 28, now it's at 32. IMDb.com, Internet Movie Database, which has information on movies, TV shows, and celebrities. One of my favorite sites, it's at number 30. PayPal.com, number 29. ESPN.com, with March Madness and baseball season having started, and sports, warm weather sports, heating up, so to speak. ESPN.com has gained nine spaces, went from 35 in the last countdown to its current spot of 26. Chase.com, a very large bank with a presence in Ohio and pretty much everywhere else, is at number 24. That's the same place it was at in the last countdown. Walmart.com, number 22, down one spot. Instagram, hold steady at 16, Instagram.com. Pornhub.com. We won't discuss what that site's about because this is a family show, but I'm sure you can figure it out. It's at number 12, dropping from number 11 in the last countdown. A site that is similar to Pornhub.com, Xvideos. Xvideos.com, number 10, same place it was at last countdown. Twitter.com, number 9, which is holding steady. Interesting because our president, again, I call him the Prezidonald, he tweets a lot, but that has not affected Twitter's website popularity. It remains at number 9. Wikipedia, great place to get information as well as contribute information. Number 8, Craigslist.org, great place to buy and sell stuff. Number 7, it dropped from number 6. eBay.com, big shopping site, auction site, jumps from 7 to 6. Yahoo, number 5, same place as last week. Amazon, number 4. YouTube, 3. And again, is Facebook number 1 or is Google number 1? Well, Facebook is number 2, at least here in the United States, and Google is number 1. So those are the top 50 websites, highlights, and comments from yours truly on the top 50 websites in the United States of America. I'd like to thank Rick, a fellow radio person, for watching my live video. Yes, Rick, I know my hair looks horrendous, and I look like I woke up 15 minutes ago, but with the help of coffee, I'm doing a little bit better. Thank you so much for watching my live video. Hope you're doing well. Nice to see you online, at least in a virtual sense. Thanks also to everybody else that has watched my live video. Much appreciated. We get together every two, from approximately 12, 13 minutes after 9 until 10 in the a.m. Let's talk today's top technology topics. Take your telephone calls, Facebook messages, and emails at 740-383-9944. That is the telephone number. Email address, adam@wwgh1071.com. About 10 seconds left to my show. Thanks again for listening. Much appreciated. I'll be back on Tuesday at about 12 minutes after 9. I am Adam, the Computer Guy.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 1 FM, L. Marion, Ohio.